You're listening to the Absurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Snapchat has beaten Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn to become the second most popular social network in Norway. Amazon has announced that Swiss users can now have orders delivered from German, French, and Italian Amazon sites free of charge. And several major banks in Germany have teamed up to develop an online payment solution. Research by Ipsos has revealed the most popular social networks in Norway. Facebook is the most popular social network by far, with 81% of Norwegians using the site. Snapchat has overtaken Instagram to take second place, with 44% and 37% of internet users using these social networks respectively. This study also revealed that users were more engaged on Snapchat than Instagram, with 73% using Snapchat every day compared to 58% who used Instagram every day. Younger people were more likely to use Snapchat than their older counterparts, with the social app also being more popular amongst women than men. Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest also had a presence in the country. Norway has one of the most mature internet markets in the world, with the third fastest internet speeds in Europe and 78% of Norwegian internet users engaged in e-commerce. Amazon has announced that Swiss users can now have orders delivered from German, French, and Italian Amazon sites free of charge if they buy €49 or more worth of items. Amazon hopes that by removing delivery costs, it will encourage more Swiss consumers to engage in e-commerce. Despite the country's small size, Switzerland recently ranked 7th in an e-commerce Europe report into key online shopping trends across the continent. 90% of internet users in Switzerland already engage in e-commerce, with 64% buying from foreign sites due to the limited number of Swiss sites. The average online shopper in the country spends 2,000 Swiss francs a year, equivalent to €1,840. Several major banks in Germany have teamed up to develop an online payment solution that they hope will rival the likes of PayPal. Named PayDirect, the payment solution will allow users to pay for items online. The banks have described the system as natural as paying with your own bank account and believe that it will appeal to users, as it's subject to Germany's strict data protection laws and does not involve any third-party companies. Online privacy and security is hugely important to German internet users, with a recent Bitkom study revealing that around 80% of German internet users worry about being monitored online and consider websites to be untrustworthy. The PayDirect website is already up and running, with the first actual online payments expected to take place by the end of the year. The Latin American travel agency DayTours4You has launched a multilingual website to help reach more customers online. The website allows users to browse all tours and activities that the firm offers, and also features a blog containing tour reviews, guides, tips, infographics, and travel recommendations. The website is available in English and Spanish, with the blog also being available in Portuguese and French. DayTours4You currently covers Colombia, Uruguay, Argentina, and Brazil, and said that it wants to expand to Peru, Chile, Venezuela, and Bolivia in the next 2 years. A spokesperson from DayTours4You commented on the website launch, saying, "Creating the multifaceted DayTours4You.com platform is part of our aspiration to build the most comprehensive network of websites dedicated to travel in South America." The Chinese search engine Baidu has seen a 36% increase in its advertising revenues in the last quarter. Search advertising brought in around 17.7 billion yuan for the search giant in the last quarter, equivalent to $2.8 billion. A spokesperson for Baidu commented on the rise, describing the quarter as solid and reporting that the proportion of ad revenue generated from mobile ads has increased on the last quarter, a significant fact because more internet users go online on a smartphone than a desktop computer in China. Baidu is the most popular search engine in China, where it has around 60% of the search engine market share. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals.